Guten Erev Shabbos. We're learning in Ishmael Yisrael Zeben Avraham Yerachal Bat Yosef Yankov. This week's parasha, Parshas Vayera. The pasuk says, Ki yedativ, leman asher yitzaveh es bonov ve'es beisei acharov v'shomru derech Hashem. I want to share with you a beautiful machshava from the Chofetz Chaim, al HaTorah. And he says as follows. The truth is, he says, in the time of Ram Avinu, there were other Oivdei Hashem. There was a Beis HaMikdash, Gadol Hashem, Ma'eva, who Chazal tell us that there were Mandariga of Nevi'im, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Kohen El Elyon, that's referring to Shem. We know Rivka went Lidra Jez Hashem. There was Shem, there was Eva, about Chazal say about Eva, Shinovi Gadol Hoya. And people got together and they learned. And nonetheless, points out the Chofetz Chaim, nothing came out of them. No Uma, no Mishpacha. Why was that? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Torah here is giving us the reason explaining the difference between Avraham Avinu and the others. He says that all the others, they were learning Taka and they elevated themselves to a high level, but they were only doing it for themselves. Avraham Avinu was different. He was Ne'eman Hashem Yosef Mikulam, as the Pasuk says, Avraham Oyavi. He thought to himself, says the Chofetz Chaim, what's going to be in the end? I'm not going to live forever. And therefore, Chas V'Shalom, the Kavod Hashem could now be bottled from the world. And therefore, he spent his life in Koiches to be Mefarsim, to explain the Elokus V'Kadosh Baruch Hu to everybody. As the pasuk says, "Va'yikar Avraham b'shem Hashem, v'ashbiacha b'shem l'kei Hashemayim v'aretz," and Rashi says, "Hirgalti shemay b'pi kol bria," I let everybody know about Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And we know the famous pasuk, "Hanefesh ashasu b'choram," and says the unklus over there, "The shabidu lo'iraisa," and he encouraged everybody to go b'derech Hashem, and even to kings he rebuked them that they're not careful about their servants with Gezel, like the Pasuk says, V'chia from Zavim Melech, etc., by the Be'irois, which is Neged the Rotan Kodesh Baruch Hu. And because he used his every last ounce of strength to encourage our people and to let people know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how to live a life according to what the Hashem would want, that's why he was Zeich and Hashem gave him Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Yud Beis Shvatim. They all followed that same path to encourage others to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Avraham Avinu did. Until the outcome was the Umma of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Ki Yodativ. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says, Avosiv. Why do I love Avraham so much more than anybody else? Because leman asher yitzaveh es bonov ve'es beisei acharov v'shomru derech Hashem, which wasn't the case with others. And therefore, since we always are trying, says the Chofetz Chaim, to use the zchus avos asher gad us, our achrayus is to act according to the way he did, to encourage others, and to bring others closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And obviously, how much more so one's own children, as Bonov Acharov. And that will be a tremendous chus for the person, both in this world and in the world to come. And he says, furthermore, that once one of the Geoni Ador asked him, how comes? We know there's Avtocha, that once the three generations of Torah won't be lost. So how comes there are so many people who are not, unfortunately, not following the Torah, not keeping the rules there of Avraham? And the Pasuk says, "Lo yomushu mipicha mizarcha me'atov ad olam." And he answered with a story from his own life. He said there are times when he had to travel to places to sell his farm, and when he came to a certain town, he knocked on the door of the person he normally stayed with, and there was no answer. So he had to go and find himself somewhere else. Same thing he says with the Torah. The Torah knocks on the doors and says, come, open the door, let me in. But unfortunately, some people close the door to it, and therefore it goes to somewhere else. And he ended off by saying, Chas v'shalom, never to close the door in front of Torah, which will keep going if we keep it. We see from here something very important, Rabbi say. We have an achrayus to make the Torah loved by everybody and make everybody recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our job is to be mekarev rechaikim. And even if it's only just if we don't feel we're capable of actually going out and being with those who are doing it, the way we live, how we talk, how we act, that has a tremendous hashpa on other people. People see when a helech yid, a frum yid, a ben Torah, is acting in a proper fashion. So then, like the Mishnah says, they'll say, ma'anou ma'aseim shaleilu. Our responsibility is to spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to spread the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through teaching Torah, and maybe even more so for most of us, by example. When a yid acts in a dehoibana fashion, when someone acts in a way which is above the rest, he is doing the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and letting everybody know what it means to be an Elohim Chidu. And that's the chus Mirt Hashem will be zeicha to bring many more nefashas back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be zeicha that because of that, have a wonderful Shabbos.